Hey there, friends. It's Nick. So we've had a couple of longer podcasts over the past few days, so I'm going to make this one a short one. I just want to talk about disconfirming evidence. And this is something we've mentioned before in a couple of different ways. I've talked before about the kind of the value of inversion when we think about something. You know, we can think about if you want to create something, you want to make something. Say I wanted to write a new novel. I might think, okay, well, what do I need to do to write a new novel efficiently? And I could list all of the things that I would need to happen. But another way of thinking about the problem, which gives you a completely different perspective, is by inverting that question and saying, if I wanted to have a really terrible experience writing the novel, what would I do? And then I would list a completely different kind of thing, and I would have things that a list of things to make sure that I didn't do. And in some sense, I've got a friend who says this, you know, running a really effective business is more about not doing the stupid stuff, not making the mistakes, than, you know, doing all this wonderful, amazing work. You know, the fundamentals are about, you know, I mean, how many businesses fall down because of cash flow, for example. If you make the cash flow mistake, if you forget that cash flow is the blood of the business, then you're going to have a problem. So don't make that mistake. So inversions can be quite powerful. And I've been doing this piece of work for a client recently where we're effectively, let's just say we're putting forward an argument. It's not persuasive writing in the sense that it's trying to sell anything. I mean, it's certainly not selling a product. But it is definitely selling a point of view, an idea. And what we're doing with this piece of work is making sure that assertion by assertion, brick by brick, there are foundations to the writing. So we're not, you know, I'm really trying to not make cognitive leaps, if you like. And this is one of the things that, by the way, just as an aside, so I'm doing a short podcast. This is one of the reasons why writing can be so much more powerful than just bulleting something out. This is one of the things that Jeff Bezos said when he mandated that rather than bullet point presentations, Amazon execs, if they were pitching something, would write a 3-page memo. Because when we leap from bullet to bullet, we can kind of forget our common sense on the way. We can jump over things. But when we're writing, when we're doing that kind of prose approach, the problems, the issues, the challenges, the bridges from point to point, they become more obvious. They become easier to see. Anyway, excuse me, this is what I've been doing with this piece of work. I've been trying to make sure that the bridges were all in place from point to point to point to point. And one of the things I've been doing to do that is this idea of inversion. So, you know, when you say something in one of these things, don't just look for evidence that supports the theory. Don't just look for things that confirm what you're saying. You know, the question is always, what disproves this? What would someone say if they were looking at this article and trying to pick it apart? What arguments would they use? It's not the straw man argument where we say something that we can also easily knock down. This is the, you know, this is the steel man argument. You know, we try and find the best possible arguments against our point of view. And then we make sure that we are protected against them. Or, of course, you know, maybe if they're good enough, then we actually change our mind, which is a whole different thing. But it's that same idea. It's inversion. We don't just look for the things that support the story we're trying to tell. We look for the disconfirming evidence so that we can strengthen our writing, strengthen our argument, strengthen our rhetoric, excuse me, and strengthen our ability to tell stories that means business. Thanks for listening. If you want to dig deeper into all of this stuff, search online for story.business. Bye now.